We're doing Dov's Minute, and we're up to Yigdal. Hino Adon Olam, God is master of the world, Lechol Notzar, to all things that were fashioned, all that were created. Yorei Gedulato Malchuto, and this shows, so to speak, God's greatness and His kingship. So the fifth principle is that Hashem alone is the one that's fitting to pray to, and we don't pray to anyone else. And that's what we're referring to over here, that Hashem is the master of everything. And therefore, when we pray, so He's the one that we should pray to. He's the one that controls everything. He created everything, and He's the one that has Hashgacha over everything. And therefore, we pray to Him. Yorei Gedulato Malchuto has a few meanings. We'll mention one of them now. One meaning is that He shows His greatness and His kingship. Other kings are always scared of showing you who they are because they only lose by it. The more distant they are, the more you respect them. The closer you get them, the less you respect them. By Hashem, it's not that way. Hashem could show us His greatness. Nietzsche refused to meet people. He said, they're bound to be disappointed. My works are much greater than I am. But when they read my works, they think I'm this great. When they'll meet me, they'll know I'm not. So Nietzsche wouldn't let people meet him. He said, they'll only be disappointed. Hashem is greater than all the kings. Hashem says, I'll reveal, and the more I'll reveal, the greater you'll realize I am, and you'll only value me more. And that's why Yorei Gedulato Malchuto, Hashem could show His greatness and His kingship, obviously within the limits of what we can grasp, and it doesn't diminish our awe of Hashem, but rather magnifies it.